from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
I don't know. I declared this team dead and buried a while ago. I don't think they had much of a chance to even really get back into the race at this point. They're three games out with 18 left to play. Mathematically, there still is a chance. Mathematically, there's still a chance for, you know, a lot of teams right now. It's still a lot of them are a lot smaller odds, I'd say, than the Red Sox certainly have. The Angels are 16 games back. They haven't been eliminated yet, but three games, tied with the Mariners, tied with the Tigers, chasing the Twins, who you play here in a couple of weeks. It's still a possibility. There's still some hope. And despite what seemed like, I thought, a death blow there, losing to the White Sox at the end of that series. I mean, come on, it's the freaking White Sox, guys. They come out last night and just put the screws to the Baltimore Orioles, who don't look now, have lost three in a row. They're not in any danger of losing out on a playoff spot here or anything like that. They're still nine games up on the Red Sox, or I guess five and a half. Eight and a half. But as far as the Twins are concerned, and even the Royals ahead of them, I mean, the Royals have been spiraling. The Twins have lost four straight. These other teams in the American League right now are flailing badly, and the Red Sox, like they've had for the past, I don't know, month and a half, have an opportunity here. Can they seize it in the last 18 games, Andy?
No, they can't. They're a big tease. They've been a tease all season long, and you knew when I told you they were going to continue to tease.
Yep.
That's what teases do.
True.
I do think it's borderline historically interesting right now. In their last 10, nobody in the AL East has a winning record, and the only team in the wild card hunt with a winning record in the last 10 is the Rangers. Everybody
yep.
else is 500 or below, and I think that's part of the equation here. It's also part of the problem, because yes, you're only three games back with 18 to play, but you're tied with two other teams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you have to catch one team. You also have to fight those teams off
right.
to the side of you while catching another. There's too many teams involved. Too many teams involved and too much inconsistency for this team. Like, you got a good Bayo start last night, right? The bats
pretty good. A lot of walks, but yeah, it was a good start.
Good enough
say, yeah.
to win.
Mm.
You know, it was a Jacoby Brissett performance, let's say, from Brian Bayo.
Sure, yeah.
It was good enough to win.
Offense carried it, but yeah.
And that's where it's different. Yes, the offense broke out. You had a bunch of runs, and you people that think that the Red Sox had a
chance.
What do
you mean, you people?
Not you. The other you people that thought the Red Sox had a chance were banking on the offense. And if you can do that, Devers had a few hits last night. Maybe he can start to get hot if you can turn those types of things around. But is it realistic? No. It's going to be, as Julian Edelman once said, if it happens, it's going to be a hell of a story
yeah.
to do this. It, you just, you, you effed around too long, and now you found out it's probably too late, right? Wasted days. I keep going back to Alex Cora's phrase, wasted days.
Mm-hmm.
They've wasted too many days, even right now. If you were the only team winning, you'd be picking up ground. But you're just kind of spinning around just like everybody else in place.
Yeah. They got a guy tonight that they're facing in Albert Suarez, who's not great. I mean, he's not one of their top starters. He has a decent record, but he's got a high whip. His ERA is in the mid-threes, and he's someone who I think they could get to. You know, it's not like you're not facing their top-line guys. And I think the Red Sox now, if they want to, if they can come out and, like, sweep Baltimore, that's big. I mean, sweeping Baltimore at this time in the year after all the ups and downs that they've had, that would be a statement, I think. I don't know if it's going to necessarily get them into the spot they want to be in, because, as you said, three other teams all have to cooperate.
Right.
And that's, I mean, that's hard, you know?
And they've been cooperating for a while, and
they
haven't done anything with it.
Yeah.
That's the biggest issue, is the missed opportunities that could have been there, right? Like, the chances you've had, they were cooperating. They were willing victims, like I've dubbed the Bengals.
Right.
These teams were willing victims. They were willing for you to pass them, pull away, get in the wild card, and you haven't been able to do it, and that's the most disappointing part.
It is. It definitely is. Ref Snyder and O'Neill going back-to-back twice is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. No, that's pretty cool. And like you said,
not exactly Ortiz Ramirez, but, you know, it was nice to see that, yeah.
Well, anytime, first of all, you're hitting home runs at home.
Yep.
That's a complaint of the manager. You're
Absolutely.
Winning at home. That's been an issue at times this year.
Righty power bats.
Right. And so there's some of that. But, you know, you say, it'd be pretty cool to take care of business against the Orioles. But that's almost a tease. That's an additional tease.
Yep.
Oh, they're a pretty good team. Now you take care of business. Now, late in the year, when it's too little too late, you take care of business. So I don't know how I look at that. Do I want them to continue to tease, or is there a part of me that just wants them to, you know, shoot the arrow straight up like in Grown Ups and let it come down and stab them in the foot and end the season?
The Red Sox are favorites tonight. The Orioles are plus 115 on the money line. Red Sox are minus 135. So Vegas likes the Red Sox.
Kata.
With Crawford on the mound. Crawford, who's had a good year, not a great one, I wouldn't say. He's definitely striking guys out, and it seems like he steps up when they need him. But, you know, 8-13 with an ERA in the fours is fine. His peripherals are very good. His whips are 107. And I think that in general, you look at him as one of the positives on the team this year. I don't consider him a negative or someone who held him back at any point in the year. Even someone like Bayo has a much better record. I think at certain points in this year really hurt them. And I don't feel that way about Crawford.
No, Crawford, and particularly lately, has given you a chance to win. Now, the problem is you haven't won.
Right.
I think the last four starts, he's been under three runs or under, and you lose the game. And that's not what you're looking for. That's that offensive lull that sort of snuck up on people and people weren't expecting. But Cutter Crawford, more often than not, has given you a chance to win a game, and he'll probably give you a chance to win a game today. And that's when it goes back to the offense. Can the offense do its part? Stay tuned.
Cutter Crawford has not won a game since August 13th, a 9-4 win over the Texas Rangers. Since then, he's gone 5 1/3, allowed 3 earned, 5 straight, allowed 2 earned, 6 2/3, 2 earned, 6 even, 2 earned.
Yeah.
And he lost all 4 of those starts.
You should win those games.
Definitely. I mean, he's given you the opportunity to, that's for sure. And he didn't have a great month of August. He didn't. He had the ERA in the sixes. It wasn't those first three starts he had in August were all pretty poor, and it seemed like the month was going to get away from him. But he got it back, and it's carried over into September. He only had the one start there so far against the Mets. They got smacked around, but, you know, we'll see. He hasn't been part of the problem, I don't think. Here and there, he'll have some tough spot, but in general, I think when you look at what this team has been since the All-Star break, really, I don't consider him, I don't look at him and think, man, they need to move on from him in the offseason or anything like
no.
that.
No. Yeah. His last start was the one, it was like 2-1, 3-2, and then they gave up a couple home runs, the bullpen, Alonso put the stamp on it, right?
Yep.
That was that game. Yeah, that kind of escalated.
That Mets series may have been the death blow, you know, like getting swept there at Citi Field by that team, like that felt like, you know, the Valentine's Day massacre, like, you know what I mean? It felt like one of those type of, or not the Memorial Day massacre, or one of those. That's sort of the vibe that I got from that.
But you're like, still in it, like you
still,
said,
still alive.
I mean, it's not as much as I said it's going to be a hell of a story. You're not down 28-3 in the Super Bowl in the third quarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you, it's not that dramatic a comeback. I just think the issue is the number of teams involved. That just feels like not the three games. The three games is doable. It's the three games with all the teams involved around you that makes it seem less than likely.
Yes. We also want to revisit the topic, and we'll do this in the next segment here. Is a playoff appearance, let's say they scrape and claw and get to that third wild card.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
Good.
Is it?
Why would it be bad?
It's rewarding John Henry for the way he's handled this team.
Okay.
It's incentivizing him to continue doing business this way.
Isn't it rewarding me as a fan?
It is, if you think that they have a legit shot at going somewhere. I mean, listen, I think that, you know, making the playoffs is always better than not making it, generally. But I also think that you've really fallen into a pattern of behavior here with John Henry.
Sure.
That I think is just not sustainable if you're a fan of the team. If you're a fan of the team and the big picture of the team, you might look at this and think, what's going to get his attention and get him to spend in the offseason? What's going to get him to want to, I don't know, maybe turn things over to Theo Epstein or somebody else who will spend and be more in tune and engaged with this team going forward? I don't know that a wild card appearance, and again, it would be nice to see him make up three games here in the last 18 games. That'd be fun. That'd be a fun thing down the stretch here, but big picture, is that a good thing or not?
I think it's still a good thing because I still think there is some reasoning or whatever went on behind the door, closed doors, with Alex Cora getting an extension and mm-hmm. him and Breslow seemingly sort of getting on the same page together and their relationship improving. And you said something right there. Oh, you know, maybe you bring in somebody like Theo. Well, it's not the person making the decisions or the day-to-day operations guy, is it?
Right.
I think Craig Breslow would know how to write a check and spend money and pursue, right? Like, I don't think he's necessarily opposed to that.
I don't think so either.
Okay,
I think he's given the parameters that Chaim Bloom was given. It's the same thing.
So you don't need a change in the guy running the baseball operations. You need a change in the resources that he's got at his disposal. And I think they're going to spend. I know this is where you and I butt heads on two teams in town, right out the gates. We've been doing this a couple weeks. I have more optimism in the Patriots and the Red Sox to go back to spending ways in the next 6 to 8 months between the two teams mm-hmm. than you do. I think they've both kind of bottomed out. I think they're both going in the other direction with some young talent, some new people in the front office running things for both franchises. And I think, well, the Patriots kind of have to based on the CBA. And
yeah,
the
it's different for them, sure, yeah.
But I also think
Red Sox have a floor that they have to be
right.
above,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. But I also think from a Red Sox perspective, it is that, you know, what are we doing to the fan base? How are we treating the fan base? Because again, we all proved we're suckers. We all bought in this year.
Mm-hmm.
We all, even those of us that kind of didn't want to. I was a frustrated fan coming into the season.
Yep,
that's part of why I took the under on my FanDuel app that I'm probably going to lose, but is still in play.
What is it?
FYI, 79.5.
All right, they'd have to go 6-12.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
It's not out of the red, but they'd have to really pack it in.
They would.
Yeah.
But sometimes that happens when reality hits at some point. Then
sure.
You do pack it in, have a little losing streak. But I think there were a lot of people that came into this season frustrated who then found themselves putting Nesson on or putting our airwaves on where they're driving and mm-hmm. caring about the broadcast and the players and falling for some of these young players. You're going to lose that. You're going to waste that. You've reinvigorated some of Red Sox Nation and your fan base. So I think eyes wide open business-wise, they're going to be more aggressive in acquisitions. I keep going back. I always go back to Craig Breslow's opening press conference. Acquisitions, acquisitions, acquisitions. Well, I'm not sure you made acquisitions at the trade deadline that would fulfill that criteria for most fans.
They did something, but yeah.
Something. They don't much. Really qualify as acquisitions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to go down the acquisition road this offseason. I'm a believer. I am. Call me a sucker. Mock me in 6 months. Do whatever you may. There will be a player.
I think you're falling for it, yeah.
I am. And I think everybody is.
You're projecting values onto this group that don't exist, I think.
And guess what? If screw me once, shame on you. Screw me twice, shame on me.
Mm-hmm.
Keep screwing me and I'm going to get pissed. I know that's not the cliche, but I added on to the end of it. And they can't keep screwing their fan base. I know some people in this town believe they will. Oh, it's Fenway Park, and they get X percentage of tickets from tourists and all this.
I'm seeing a lot of O's fans walking around today,
yeah.
By the way. I've seen a bunch of Orioles jerseys.
I don't accept that that's allowable. I don't accept that they can embrace that money. It feels like dirty money, and it feels like it's not what you're in business to do. It's not what your core values once were. And so, call me a sucker. Call me a honk. Call me a homer. You can call me whatever the hell you want. But I guarantee you there will be a player acquired this offseason that you will be excited about.
All right. From your lips to God's ears, I guess. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will debut another new segment. There is a debate tonight between presidential candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. And we are going to have our own little debate here. The topics, we don't know yet. We don't know what the topics are. They're going to be thrown at us by Tom Carroll, and we will debate them sight unseen. That's coming
Which
up.
Which one am I? Trump.
I'm Trump.
He's Trump. I'm
MAGA heart.
All right. Makes sense. All right. Yeah, I do. I see Kamala going to these donut shops. That's how I go into the donut shops. I relate to that. She's in there. She's like, oh, my God. He's like drooling all over the all over the thing. That's that. I relate to that. Although I feel like Trump probably does that, too. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. Here's Tom Carroll to tell you what's trending. We get into some more Red Sox phone calls and the debate. What's up next?
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox have now won three of their last four after beating the Orioles last night at Fenway. Rob Refsnyder and Tyler O'Neill went back-to-back twice in the win. Sox are now three games back of the final wildcard spot in the American League. Their series with the Baltimore Orioles continues tonight on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. First pitch is at 7:10, and our coverage will begin at 6:10 with the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show with Joe Weil. Week one in the NFL wrapped up last night with a 49ers win over the Jets 32-19 in Santa Clara, and the Patriots were off today. They'll get back to practice field tomorrow to begin the preparations for week two's home opener against the Seattle Seahawks. The Patriots are currently a 3-point home dog at BetMGM. Trending Now is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Most goals have a clear course, like planning a trip, but when it comes to losing 40 or 50 pounds, that's a different story, except with Awaken 180, a clear course to fast, proven weight loss with free support for life, awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Tom Carroll. That's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
At.com.
Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
What's poppin'?
Who you
brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that like Stockton.
just joshing. I'm spending this holiday locked in.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. It's Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, WEEI Afternoons. We're live from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio right now. It's a beautiful day here in the city. I just walked up into the bleachers, and it is gorgeous out there. If you're planning on coming in for the game, stop by and say hi. You can wave through the window. We'll be right here. We're looking out at the House of Blues. I think I saw Pete Rock. You see this? This Pete Rock and Common are coming to House of Blues in a couple weeks.
Oh, let's go, Arcan.
You want to go?
Yeah, let's go. Pete Rock and Common.
Absolutely. I was. I saw Pete Rock DJ a New Year's party in New York City back in, like, I don't know, 2006 or 2007, and it was one of the best parties I've ever been to.
I saw really good. A DJ battle, DJ Premier versus Pete Rock downstairs, Middle East. It was insane.
Wow, that's pretty good. All right, well, there you go. That's
why you guys leaving me out of this.
That's what's coming up on the concert calendar here, if you were wondering. any shows you're looking forward to, Andy?
No, I think I like Common, though. Right?
Yeah.
Do you? Does he sing There Are Times or whatever?
Yes.
That's an old one, yeah.
Does he sing Area Codes?
Area Codes is ludicrous.
Yeah, that's
That's okay.
Common's featured on a lot of stuff.
He is.
Yeah.
He did a lot of stuff with Kanye in the mid-2000s.
Okay.
And he had that one album with the Neptunes called, what was that one called, Stiz?
I forget.
Electric Circus, maybe? Something like that. It was pretty good.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, with Pharrell doing all the beats. I thought that was good. Anyway.
I never heard of Pete Rock.
Really?
Nope.
You would know some of the songs.
If we played one of Pete Rock and CL Smooth, so I bet there's a couple you'd recognize if you heard them. But either way,
I bet against it.
Across the street here at Fenway Park, the Red Sox taking on the Baltimore Orioles again tonight. Rob Refsnyder. Let's hear him from yesterday. This is Rob Refsnyder, and let's see. Do you believe him when he says what he says? Here's Refsnyder after the game.
Yeah, it's been super super frustrating the past couple weeks. We felt so close. Just haven't done a good job getting on base. When we do get on base, hitting with scoring position. Every team goes through funks. Unfortunately, it's August, September for us. So, hopefully tonight kind of turns that around for us.
It's kind of well into September, by the way.
We're there.
Not really August, September.
Not really. And someone in the Twitch chat said this. If they had just played 500 ball in August.
Yeah.
If they were just a 500 team in August, they'd be sitting pretty right now.
But they didn't, and they aren't.
They did not, and they are not. Refsnyder went on to say, it feels like we're building momentum. I don't know. Does it feel like that to you?
No.
A win over the Orioles is significant. I mean, that's a good team. It's a team that you've been chasing all year. It's a team that generally beats the bejesus out of you.
Isn't momentum a little like a line? It can't be a dot, right? Like, two dots make a line.
Sure.
At least two games means momentum.
Well, they win. Well, it's three. A three-game win streak is certainly momentum.
Sure.
Yeah.
But wait, haven't they only won one in a row? Didn't they lose to the...
Oh, yeah, right. They lost to the White Sox. That's true. I forgot about
that. Yeah, that would be actual momentum. They lost to the White Sox.
They've won three of their last four.
Okay. One of those losses was to the worst team in the history of baseball.
It was.
To lose a sweep, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's not momentum. That's the opposite of momentum. That's rolling backwards a little bit and then getting it going. You can't quite get up. That's what they are. They're a car on a slippery hill when you don't really know how to drive standard. And you're rolling around and you're moving forward, but then you can't quite get over the hill. That's the Red Sox. They're not just a tease. They're a bad standard.
I was not ready for a winter driving analogy like that.
You ever have a standard in your life?
I have, yes.
Yeah. They suck in the winter on hills.
They're tough, yeah.
And that's what the Red Sox are. Sucky in the winter on hills.
All right, 617-779-7937. We're a few minutes away from the debate. But first, let's go to your phones. Jim is in Portland, and he has a thought on the NFL booth. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, congratulations on the new show and all the new shows. Wish you all the best of luck. It's sounding good.
Thank you, Jim.
So
that's very nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little bit of a broadcaster myself. I've been doing college hockey for 26 years and University of Southern Maine.
All right, very nice, very good.
I think that's the hardest sport
to do play-by-play for.
Absolutely.
It's the fastest sport. Yeah. They don't stop when they substitute. They just jump over the boards. And maybe not in Southern Maine, but at like the NHL level.
Russians.
Those names are hard as hell to pronounce. Absolutely. I'm with you 100% there. Sorry, go ahead, Jim.
Well, you know what you do? You bring a translation book and you hope for the best. That's what I say.
Very nice. All right.
But I heard the caller talking earlier about Brady and I think Fox could have done something better because I like Dennis Burkhardt. I think Burkhardt's a pretty good play-by-play guy, and he's done a great job. And him and Olsen are great. Why not put Olsen with Brady and him? I mean, that would help Brady because now you got a guy in the box that you can bounce stuff off of. And he is really knowledgeable. He really is. And Brady is super knowledgeable. I think that would make for a fantastic box. There's nothing wrong with doing a three-man box. There really isn't.
Listen, generally I'd agree, but there was already so much made about Brady taking Olsen's spot there.
Right.
That if I'm Olsen, I say, nah, I want my own broadcast. Bleep him. I'm not going to help him. You know, that's like, that's how Brady used to treat backup quarterbacks, right? Like, I'm not going to help him. This guy wants to take my job. I'm not going to mentor him and be his big brother and say, you know, show him how to do everything. Like, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for myself. I'm here to be the quarterback of this team and win games and not bring some kid along. I feel like Olsen probably feels that way about Brady.
And it should create, now, I don't think it would, but it should create a weird dynamic. If you put the, you should kind of have two alphas stepping on each other.
Yeah.
Now, it might not, because Brady might be timid still and deferential at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then also from a Fox perspective, so I signed you to a 10-year, $370 million contract, and I'm just kind of adding you.
Yeah.
You're not a standalone value. Again.
Which, by the way, Olsen is, and you'd be taking him off of whatever broadcast he's a part of.
Yeah. So
weakening that just to prop up Brady.
These are all reasons or excuses or plans to fix a problem that you created by handing a guy who had never done it before a ridiculous contract and giving him it. I keep making the Jason Witten example. Everybody, they handed him Monday Night Football and then all of a sudden realized he stinks. He's not good at it. There's a reason most of these jobs, there's at least an evolution. You know, you're on a B crew or you're kind of just doing a regular crew and then, oh, he's pretty good. Maybe we can elevate him moving forward. But Tom Brady is making more money than anybody in the history of the job, and he is now, what, 20 weeks, 20-something weeks away from the Super Bowl, the biggest game in all of sports. He wasn't ready.
No.
He was put in a position that he wasn't qualified or ready for, and it's not his knowledge that's an issue.
Even with the mental reps, it didn't work.
Right. I really would like to know, did he really do, because I've heard different numbers, 17 games, 50 games, all of that. Did he really do all of those, and he's still this, and no one, did they just praise him? Because I assume Fox executives would watch those games. Did they not sit down and be like, hey, Tom,
do a little more of this.
Is this the best you got?
Yeah.
Could you have a little more energy? And you don't have to be a dink about it. You don't have to tell him he sucks. Just coach him.
Yeah.
Constructive criticism. But the caller brought up knowledge. Knowledge is not an issue.
No.
He has all the knowledge in the world. As he once said, he has all the answers to the test. He's seen every defense. He knows the offenses, all of that. It's the
personality,
personality, storytelling, the artistic part of it. The science is there. He's got the facts, the figures, and the information. It's delivering it in a way that everybody is intrigued, enticed.
Hello, everyone.
Entertained.
Hi, yes. Bill.
The Bill Belichick method, as it were. All right. Without any,
finally get an answer. Is Bill the answer? Brady Belichick.
Who's the better broadcaster?
Tom went to get a Super Bowl in Tampa, so that kind of swayed things for a while, but has now the broadcasting part of it swung the pendulum back to Bill is better.
I don't know. Did Bill really blow you away there in that Manning cast? Like, not really.
Not at all.
I don't know. He didn't.
Thoroughly unimpressed.
He's doing a very different job, obviously, than a color commentator in an NFL game, which maybe gives Brady the advantage just because he has a more high-profile job instead of a bunch of little ones like
podcast with Matt Patricia.
I mean, yeah. You know, there's a bunch of those that I'm never going to watch, you know? Nope. It's never going to happen. I'm going to have to run into Brady on these games once in a while. All right, without any further ado, it is time to get down to debate day, I should say. The big debate between Trump and Harris is tonight. So here's some debate topics courtesy of Tom Carroll.
How's it going, guys?
How's it going, buddy? How you doing?
We're doing great back here in Brighton. All right, so yeah,
you guys miss us out there. We miss you.
We miss you guys. We were just saying that we don't really like when we're back here and you guys are over there. It's not the same.
Weird. It's weird. The energy.
All right, let's go with some topics here. First topic, this one was pitched to me by one Andy Hart. Which manager or coach in Boston not named Mazzulla will win their next title?
Well, you pitched it. Do you want to take
it? I feel like you should go first since it's my question.
I am going to say Alex Cora. I think Alex Cora will be the next one to do it. I do think that this group of young players coming up through the system right now is maybe not destined for a dynasty or anything like that, but I think that before they all get to be 26 years old and wanting big contracts and thus are going to move on to another team or get traded, I think they can win something. I think that they're not close enough right now, but with a small infusion of talent, and I do think they have it in their system, if they're not going to go out and get it from other places, I think they're the most likely. I'd say Mayo's a ways away, And I also think the Bruins are probably just going to keep, you know, getting knocked out in the first round like they always do. The Red Sox are due for a big pendulum swing. That's usually how they do business. It's this end, and then it swings back to that end, and then they're back in last place for 5 years. But they're due to swing back, so I'm going to say Cora.
You would say something like that, you Democrat. I have a plan, like all good politicians, and part of the Andy Hart plan is drafting, developing, and then spending. And Gerard Mayo is well on his way down that path. Gerard Mayo, he went 1-0, something Bill Belichick never did in his first season with the New England Patriots. Gerard Mayo is the coach of the future.
Pete Carroll did.
But we're not talking about Pete Carroll. We're talking about the last guy, the guy he replaced, the guy he isn't better than but can strive to be better than. The new culture under Gerard Mayo is going to turn things around in Foxborough with Drake May. Then they're going to draft a tackle. And I've even amended, like all good politicians have to as you work the political system, amended the Andy Hart plan to allow for a few more wins this season.
Okay.
You may not pick number one or number two or number three, but in the top 5 to 8 picks in the draft, you can still get an elite tackle. You can still get Will Campbell. And if you get Will Campbell and you get an elite receiver and you spend that money, Gerard Mayo is back in the game. And that game will be the postseason game. And once you get in the tournament, you got a chance to win the Super Bowl. And Gerard Mayo will lead the Patriots to the promised land.
I'd love to believe that. But you still got Patrick Mahomes in front of you, which the Red Sox don't have. There is not a dominant American League team that you know is going to be winning every year. It's not been like that.
Are we doing rebuttals? Shut his mic off. I thought he was done.
What? We only get one thing?
It goes green, it goes red, and you're done.
Yeah, when you hear the transition, you're done.
I didn't know that. All right, excuse me.
Cheater.
We're going to turn your mic off.
All right, fine. We're going to mute my microphone.
No, you're the
very unfair.
You're the other one.
That was the only thing I could think to do. All right, fine. What's the next one?
Godfather versus Goodfellas. This time.
Godfather, Goodfellas. Andy, go ahead.
I'm a Goodfellas guy. The Godfather, the length of it, the whole multiple movies, Goodfellas is self-contained. It's entertaining. It's the right amount of everything. There's not an overinvestment in time. Give me Goodfellas every time.
I like Goodfellas a lot. I think The Godfather is a better movie.
And it's an artsy fartsy thing. Oh, sorry.
I mean, a little bit. Yeah, I think so. I think it's better shot. I think it's more artistic. You know, I think there was more of an element to that. I like Coppola's style. And it's not that I don't like, what's his name, but I think that there's certainly an argument that could be made. We're talking just Godfather 1, right? Not the trilogy? Okay, because I thought Godfather 3 was not very good.
Some people say Godfather 2 is the best of that trilogy. But
I know. I don't know if I'd go there because Brando's not in it, and he was so good as Don Corleone. But like, I think that 1 is really, in my opinion anyway, the ultimate gangster movie, and it transcends gangster movies. And I'm a huge Goodfellas fan. All right, you want a rebuttal? No? All right. What do you got?
Which non-major sport is most entertaining?
Non-major sports. So we're not talking about the four major sports. The
outside
soccer,
of football,
soccer included?
Baseball, basketball, and hockey. You can throw soccer in there if you'd like.
Okay. Well, it's not going to be soccer for me. I would say...
it in there.
Yeah, the most entertaining... let's see. I would go with... I'd go with curling. I think curling's exciting. I like a good curling match.
Are you throwing the debate?
When it's on there, I'll watch that and think, you know what? They get closer and closer. Because first of all, I feel like I can do that. I feel like I can both throw the thing and also sweep the ice in a way that would be conducive to it. I grew up in the North End. I played a lot of bocce growing up. So, I'm going with curling.
Curling?
Yes.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Well, no one asked what you thought about my thing. So
the easy answer, the right answer, is one of the fastest growing sports in America. Lacrosse.
They're going to say pickleball.
It is an incredible physical, athletic, fast pace. And I know some people haven't seen it, haven't watched a lot of it. You're going to see it in the upcoming 2028 Olympics. And it's a slightly different brand of lacrosse. It's called Sixes. It's sort of a blend of true lacrosse and basketball.
Good that they're changing all the rules.
They're changing it for the Olympics, just like they did for football, where they're making flag football for the Olympics.
Which is awesome, by
lacrosse the way. Is the game of the future. I really believe that because football is going to be flag football soon. Lacrosse is going to be the best actual physical collision helmeted sport on the planet. Catch the fever. Go watch lacrosse, whether it's high school, youth, college, pros, the PLL, Paul Rabel. And you know who loves some lacrosse? Bill Belichick.
I was just going to say, this is paid for by the Bill Belichick Super PAC. This entire answer.
He wrote me a letter last night. I said, Bill, can you read it?
That was strong. Strong.
I used to go to Boston Blazers games at the Old Garden. You know, I did those were fun. But I did got a little old after a while. You know, you're sitting there watching. It's the same thing.
Yeah, baseball hasn't gotten old in 130 years or whatever the hell.
Hey, people still show up. Anyway, what's up?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I thought we weren't doing this. I thought we weren't doing the hot dog sandwich thing.
You're up? Or is it my turn?
I think it's your turn. This
it's time. Not a sandwich. I'm done. If I cede my time.
I don't have any. I agree. It's not a sandwich.
Hot dog.
The hot dog.
Greatest Sox player of all time, Ortiz or Ted Williams?
I'll go first on this one, David Ortiz. Ted Williams had better numbers, but he was not good in the playoffs. He was missed some time, obviously, because he served in the military. That's not something Ortiz ever had to do. But Ortiz was a winner. He did have questions about, you know, his...
About what?
About steroids. I mean, there was
so one guy's a war hero and one guy has questions, you know.
One guy's a winner. One guy was a winner.
Look past things for winning.
Yes.
It's Ted Williams, Teddy Ballgame, the greatest hitter of all time. Have you seen where that seat is?
Yeah, and I don't believe that, by
the
way.
Well, you're a hater. You're a hater. You have problems with Ted Williams. The man was a war hero. He's a baseball hero. He can't carry a baseball team by himself. You ever hear of, I don't know, Manny? It's always Manny and Ortiz. You ever hear of the pitchers? And I'm sure Ted Williams didn't have great pitchers. I don't know. I wasn't around. It was a bazillion years ago. But the man is a legend, and I tend to sort of sway toward my elders and history. So I will go Ted Williams.
Well, David Ortiz is a legend, too, and he survived getting shot. So, you know, there's that.
So did Ted Williams. He went to war.
I know, but did he get shot?
He got shot all day long. He was shooting at people.
He got shot at. Did he actually get hit?
Of course.
I don't know if he did.
I don't either.
I know he's a big fisherman. I know Ted Williams is big into fishing.
And we can still ask him someday when they
reanimate
him.
Thaw
the head and reanimate him.
Absolutely.
Look him up.
That's actually, you know what? I don't know if they're going to do that with Ortiz, you know, when the time comes, but that is an advantage Williams, I would say, in terms of all that. But I still lean Ortiz. All right, any more?
Is NASCAR a sport?
Yes. Yes, I think so. This isn't my time to go first, but I'm going to go anyway. I think everything's a sport. I think everything is sports.
Reading is a sport?
No, anything you can compete in.
Speed reading?
Speed reading, sure. I think the debate tonight is sports. I think that anything that you're competitive in, anything where someone's a winner and someone's a loser, I consider sports.
No, I just want to piss people off. It's absolutely not a sport. I don't see how it takes skill to push a gas pedal. I do it all the time. I'm going to do it for like an hour and a half. I'm going to weave in and out of traffic just like them. Unlike them, I'm going to have to turn right and left to get home. So is that a sport? Is my drive home a sport?
If
I'm
you're
competing with
racing
others.
Racing someone else to get to your house.
I'll be racing thousands of cars to get to Dartmouth, Massachusetts faster.
Are they going to your house?
Sport.
Are they going to your house?
No, we're going to the same area.
Okay, but if there's, is there a finish
the
line?
Exit.
Is there a finish line?
Yeah, the exit. There'll be little exits.
They don't know
the
they're
way.
Competing with
there's
you.
There's Checkpoint Charlie out there.
If you're racing someone and they know that you're racing them and it's a competitive thing, then yes, I think that's a sport.
It's
all
is not
sports.
A sport. It's an Absolutely. Activity. It's not a sport.
One last quick one because we're up against it. Blue cheese or ranch?
Oh, blue cheese. Every time, blue cheese.
I like blue cheese, too. I like ranch. I like ranch, but I'm a blue cheese
Unlike
man.
Tonight, we were able to cover the divide or
right.
whatever.
We reached together across the aisle.
They will not reach a consensus on anything tonight.
I think Hart won.
I think Hart won, too, baby.
Excuse me. We're taking
Woo!
I think we all won.
Winner.
We're in the spin zone here.
I mean, some might actually argue we all lost, but I think I won the debate. The debate will have those little blue and red lines, right? Don't they do that? The ups and downs where they poll the audience and the people.
It depends what network's carrying it, I think, but yes.
Oh, yeah.
They do have that.
There's winners and losers in every debate, and it's clear that I was the winner of this one.
It's on ABC tonight.
ABC? All right, yeah. It's going to be, the blue line's going to be going,
It's only on one network?
I think it's like simulcast on a bunch.
I think it's simulcast
ABC
on a bunch
is
of them,
the
yeah.
one that's organizing
ABC
it.
Has the host or whatever.
They're hosting it.
That's rigged.
There you go. All right. I disagree with your assessment, TC. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Here's something else we may disagree on. The Tyreek Hill situation. The body cam footage is out. We'll get to that and play some audio from it next.
This is Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
I guess the police officer was put on administrative leave. Were you aware of that? And
nah. I wasn't. That should tell you everything you need to know then. I'm just glad that my teammates were there to like support me in that situation because I felt alone, you know, and when they showed up, it made me realize that we got a good team this year, dog. For them to put their life on the line, you know what I'm saying? So it was amazing to see, man. You know, I was doing what my uncle always told me to do whenever you're in a situation like that. Just listen, put your hands on the steering wheel, just listen. So gotta be careful, man.
Did an officer put hands on you when you were in handcuffs?
Yeah.
You know this song? You heard this one? This is Pete Rock. Pete Rock and Seals.
Okay.
But yeah, this is probably one of his most famous songs, I'd say. Anyway, that was Tyreek Hill on CNN. He got detained. He didn't get arrested. People keep saying that. He got detained before the game and thrown to the ground. We saw the body cam footage of that. We'll play a little bit of it for you. It was tough to watch, I thought. I was looking at it going, man, this is very aggressive behavior, not just towards Tyreek Hill, but his teammates who came over. I mean, these cops were all over these guys. And putting Calais Campbell in handcuffs and threatening Jonnu Smith and, you know, sort of all of that. And listen, I don't pretend like I know what it's like to be a police officer. Obviously, in the middle of a traffic stop, a guy rolls his window up. That probably put him on alert.
Yep.
It seemed like he had the ID and was getting ready to walk back to the car. And it's like, are you never allowed to put the window out? You know what I mean? Like that
oh,
sort
I wouldn't.
Of thing. I mean, if I give the cop my ID and the cop walks away, I'll put the window out. You know, like I don't.
Oh, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't at all?
The cop says, especially with tinted windows. Now the cop.
That's like, true. I don't have tinted windows.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I can't see what you're doing. Are you getting a gun? And I've never been a black man and I've never been a cop.
Right.
So I'm not an expert witness on either of these sides. And my issue is I keep looking on social media and seeing things and it's like it's either 100% Tyreek Hill's fault or 100% the cop's fault. And I'm like, no, it isn't. The way I look at this, quite honestly, is Tyreek started it off on the wrong foot. The whole why you banging on my window? And then when he rolled his window back up.
And then, rolling the window up was the big thing. Because, like, you can. Being rude to a cop's not a crime, you know?
No, but it's
like,
not a great idea.
It's not a smart thing to do, but it's not
the best thing to do.
It's not worthy of a response like that. Rolling your window up, that could
and
get.
By the way, he's
on
banging
alert.
On your window because he wants your window down.
Right.
And you have your window up. So just having your. I don't you do it automatically? We've all been pulled over. I've been pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you do is
no,
you pull
I've been
over.
Pulled over.
And you put your window down because you know he's walking up to talk to you. Now, it's changed a little bit. I believe now the protocol is they come to your passenger window. I see that a lot on the highway.
This guy didn't. He was right.
No, no, no. I'm talking about in Massachusetts.
Okay.
For us. But you put your window down. So you don't put your window down. Don't you think he's going to knock on your window to get you to put your window down? That's so then it just went sideways in a hurry. And I always say this. I could never be a cop because I think I would handle it the way this guy did. I think I would be over the top, aggressive, out of
hardo.
Control, hardo. And then once you have him out of the car, so whatever fears you had, once he's out of the car, haven't you kind of squashed that? Like, you know he doesn't have a gun. You have him out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know he was being a jerk, but aren't you supposed to now de-escalate it? Like, your blood pressure should start to come back down. I believe you're probably trained to do that. He kept it up. There was various times they
had five guys on him, and then, yeah, they were, like, sit on the curb, and when he didn't go down right away, the other guy came over and shoved him. Like, that was...
He claims he just had knee surgery. Well, you're on your way to play an NFL game. You're about to run 80 yards for a touchdown as the fastest man on the planet.
Right.
So don't tell me you can't sit down.
Sure.
Okay.
But he also just had five guys jump on him with no pads on.
No. You know? I know, but you're being a jackal. He asked you to sit down, and you're making up an excuse why you can't sit down. When I know for a fact you can sit down, you're fine. You're on an NFL field minutes later running 80 yards. So your knee is fine. You're capable of sitting down. So do I think the police were at fault in areas of this? Absolutely. And then it went sideways with Jonnu Smith and Calais Campbell, which I have no idea what happened there. And I know police don't probably like when you pull up, but this is a weird situation because there's a lot of people around everywhere.
Right.
You're in traffic to get to the stadium.
And the stadium's right there.
Right
I know
there.
That road. It's
lot.
Right
there's
there.
People.
Yeah.
So it's not like some random highway somewhere where now another car pulls up and that freaks them out again. This is like a public situation. And I know Tyreek has said he put his window up because he didn't want people to see that it was him and start taking pictures and things of that nature.
I mean, that kind of makes sense.
There's some credibility to that.
Yeah.
The cop doesn't know that.
Right.
The cop thinks, what the hell is this guy with tinted windows? I can't see what he's doing. So I think my takeaway is like, if I were doing percentage pie, because I don't think it's 100% one way or the other,
mm-hmm.
Tyreek started it off with the responsibility 15%, 20%, and then the cops ran with it, and the cop was a total dink. And to me, did what someone who's not properly trained or capable of doing the job would do. Like me. Again, back to me. I know I'm not a cop. I would not handle the situations properly. I would escalate the situation. That's why I didn't go into law enforcement.
Yeah. There was no de-escalation really attempted at
no.
all. And there was no point where it seemed like Hill, who, by the way, I don't think is some good guy here who deserves much nope. benefit of the doubt. Like, I mean, the whole thing's on video. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be thinking about it the same way because he has a history. But, like, either way, regardless of all of that, He was never aggressive. No. He was never aggressive to any of those officers.
Other than the window.
But rolling the window up was the most aggressive thing he did, and it wasn't really that aggressive. They pulled him out of the car. He wasn't really resisting. He sat down. He didn't sit down immediately when they told him to. Not really aggressive. And at no point did it seem like he was going to be a threat to any of them, I didn't think.
No, but, you know, they don't know exactly what's going on.
They don't, but they respond to the behavior. If there's aggressive behavior, you respond to that. They responded like he was being aggressive, and he wasn't.
Once he's out, 100%. The rolling up of the window, I think they take as an aggressive behavior. I think that's interpreted by them. And even his history, I'm not sure that's a factor. Because if history's
Well, they didn't know it was him, I don't think.
Calais Campbell's like man of the year, perfect NFL dude. So Calais Campbell ended up in cuffs, and he has none of the baggage that Tyreek Hill has from his history on boats with women, the various things he's been involved with. It's an unfortunate situation.
I forgot about that thing at the boat. He, like, beat up the marina guy or something, right? Yeah.
I'm not sure he's a good guy.
I forgot about that.
Like, there's enough history that says you got to question whether he's a good guy. But was he totally wrong in this situation? No. And my biggest issue is once he's out of the car and cuffed, why are we still throwing him down, like, being... And then he brings up race in one of the... You know, I'm just being a black man in America, and the guy's like, well, we're all brown or something.
Yeah, they were like, we're Cuban or something. Yeah, whatever he said. And that was interesting.
This just got weirder and like the whole thing. And then it escalates with Jonnu Smith, which I thought was not funny because this is a serious situation, but it's like, hey, Jonnu Smith, like he's on the Patriots.
Forgot he was on the team.
Kind of thing.
Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Dolphins, had this to say when he talked to the media.
He said this.
I think the thing that me up, honestly, to be quite frank, is knowing that I don't know exactly, I don't know what that feels like. Calais Campbell, and I'm 38 years old, and you're going to work. You're a gigantic, strong, just miraculous man that has done right in all way, shapes and forms. And, you know, there's just elements to that that's very triggering. I know the feelings expressed to me are unsettling. So it's two things did come from, you know, the adversity. Super proud of teammates being teammates, and super, super proud of our guys understanding the civic responsibility of a platform.
What is up with that dude?
I've grown to, I can't stand
it. Like, what is up with him? Like,
I think
he was saying was fine, but like, it's the way he talks is just very
like
off-putting.
Either high or...
He talks like how guys I know who smoked a ton of weed talk.
Yes.
I'm not saying he does. I'm just saying that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know whether he did. And now this situation's a little different because he was on the verge of tears. I don't know if he had been crying. He's emotional. So that adds a layer to it. But
that's how he talks like a lot, you know? Yes. Like after
the high
the
thing is what I always think of.
Yeah.
That is the way it resonates with me.
Little like you know, like Chong,
a little bit.
Dave's not here, man. Like,
and
you know,
I also feel
a little
like
bit of that.
He's become a caricature of himself.
Yeah,
like he likes the way people have described him, so now he does it even more. He's not even maybe genuine anymore.
I like him when he's talking football. You know, I think that's such a different voice. But like when he talks about serious stuff, I'm always sort of like, man, you know, it's taken him a while to get there. And you know, I liked what he had to say there. Honestly, I know we're joking about it, but like I thought that what he said there was good about teammates being teammates and how the guys sort of were there for each other and all of that. I thought that was a good angle to sort of take with it. And I mean, it's an all around unfortunate incident. And in the NFL, I mean, this is what they were taking these for. It was like this exact type of stuff: police brutality, police going, you know, over the top. It wasn't extreme, like, you know, like George Floyd and things like that, but this is the spirit of what they were doing that for.
But it also couldn't be extreme because there's a billion people around,
right?
And they're on body cameras. You know,
body cameras were on, and they were still acting like how they were acting.
I know, and that is concerning because I think, don't you always act on your best behavior when there's a camera on you?
Well, you'd have to ask management here. But yeah, I tried to.
Well, that's a little different. 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, over time, you got to get comfortable. But like generally speaking, if you know there's a surveillance camera, you probably are on your best behavior. And these guys know. Now they are on the...
Especially if you know it's going to be seen by millions of people because the guy's a famous football player.
And, yes.
But they didn't know that, I don't think.
But, well, you pulled over a guy, and I'm not familiar with Miami. I know there's a lot of nice cars, a lot of money, but don't you assume that guy has money somehow?
You would, but in Miami, people rent cars like that every weekend. Like, okay. That's a big business in Miami is people renting, like, a fancy car for the weekend and driving around flexing, even if they're not, like, super rich.
Okay, so maybe that's part of it. But how do you know it's not Tyreek Hill? It's a weird, like, you work Dolphins games.
Yeah.
Clearly. You're part of, I generally assume that.
They got his ID. I mean, they did.
But even before that,
right.
I generally assume that most of the stadies that work Route 1 regularly probably can point out Gerard Mayo. Probably can point. Now, it's a little different
because
they don't have a lot of stars.
Yeah.
But Tyreek Hill, I would think they might.
Well, they work the road that you got to drive on to get to the Dolphins
Which
game.
Is the same thing. It's Route 1. It's a little different, but it's Route 1. It's a road where you can see the stadium and players probably drive up and down it. Fans drive up and down it.
Yeah.
To get to the game. My question.
If it's Brendan Schooler driving there, maybe not. But Tyreek Hill is a huge.
Right. I am interested to hear because this is going to be an issue, I think, all week. I don't think this is going away on Tuesday or Wednesday. And we have a lot of really interesting voices that I think we can hear. And I would say two of them are former New England Patriots. The McCourty twins are now very active in the media. They were very active in the social justice movement in their time, and they've been through a lot of this stuff with George Floyd and everything that went through there. I'll be interested to see what they have to say and how they handle this, because I really respect, specifically Devin, because I've been around him for so long, really respect his opinion on these matters, because he's kind of done it from different angles. He's the teammate. He's in the locker room. He's with those guys, but he's also at the state house with a suit on, trying to do certain things at a legislative level. He's been taken in by Robert Kraft into sort of that world of Kraft and the billionaire owner. So I'll be interesting to see what he has to say.
All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. You got Red Sox thoughts on the Tyreek Hill arrest, not arrest, detainment. Now I'm doing it. Or if you want to just jump back in on the Patriots and Monday Night Football last night, Jets going down to the San Francisco 49ers, all that on the table as we move into the 4 o'clock hour next.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.